trying to keep the deer out. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Last month, we heard how an abundance of deer is reshaping the forests in northern Michigan. Deer are eliminating trees like maple, oak, and cedar in many places. The trees can't reproduce because any seedling that sprouts up gets eaten. Today we visit a forest in Leelanau County where a conservation group has taken an unusual step to address the problem. Peter Payette reports.
Palmer Woods used to be a private forest, managed for timber. Now it's owned by the Leelanau Conservancy and is open to the public.
We're standing kind of in the middle of the southern end of the property in a deep valley.
That's Brian Price, who manages this property for the Conservancy.
The ridges on the east and ridges on the west are 300 feet in elevation higher.
There are more than 700 acres of forest here, just east of Glen Lake. And Price says you can tell the foresters who managed this land knew what they were doing.
Because you'll see really straight, beautiful trees, higher percentage of cherry, higher percentage of oak.
Even though it's been well managed, it has the same problems most forests in northern lower Michigan have. And one of those is too many deer.
The reason you can tell that for sure is you see evidence of it everywhere. Anything that the deer would like to eat is almost non-existent in this woods anymore. And the things that they don't eat, which are the beech saplings, are everywhere.
In fact, Brian Price estimates 9 out of 10 young trees here are beech. So this fall, the Conservancy fenced off more than 30 acres of Palmer Woods with an 8-foot steel fence. The fence is to keep the deer out.
Mostly when you go by any place and you see a fence up, we think of farming and so forth. You're enclosing an area to keep the animals in. Well, in this case, we're specifically building a fence to keep deer out, so it's an exclosure.
Within a few years, Price expects the areas inside the exclosure will have plants that cannot grow in areas with lots of deer, trees like maple and oak, and also wildflowers that would otherwise be eaten, like trillium. Exclosures like this are not new to conservation, and Price has a pretty good idea what will happen, but he expects to learn a few things particular to this area. And he says the exclosure will help the Conservancy demonstrate the damage caused by too many deer. It's a problem, he says, is invisible to the general public.
What the deer exclosure does is it draws attention to what a forest should look like compared to one that is severely overbrowsed. It'll be a stark contrast. We do know that. Everywhere it's been done, it's been a very stark contrast.
Only a small fraction of Palmer Woods will be protected by the fence, about 5% of the forest. The only way to change the ecology of the entire forest would be to get hunters to kill more deer here, a lot more. Research in Wisconsin has shown greater plant diversity in forests on Indian reservations, where there's more hunting. But Becky Hill says even if more deer are taken from Palmer Woods, it might not change much for the forest. She manages all the natural areas for the Leelanau Conservancy.
We can manage Palmer Woods hunting policy the way that we see best, but just to the west is Sleeping Bear Dunes, and of course there's private property surrounding, and obviously deer don't pay attention to what those boundaries are, and so they're going to move between properties.
Deer will have no choice but to pay attention to the boundary around a tiny fraction of Palmer Woods, and there, inside the fence, the Conservancy will be able to show what a northern Michigan hardwood forest looks like without so many deer. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.